accept her, Jesus. We adopt her to the body of Christ. It's one of the many graces afforded us believers. As a member of the family of God, all we need is one another person to enjoy divine community. Check out what Jesus said to his disciples, that's us. Again, truly I tell you that if you two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Matthew 18:19-20. That's some kind of divine math, isn't it? 1 + 1 = 3. In this passage, Jesus is specifically referring to how we can pray together. It's also worth noticing that some special things happen when followers of Jesus get together. Pretenses fall away when we are with other believers. We have all confessed our sinful nature and have a clean slate with God. We have nothing to hide, nothing to fear. This clean slate and gratitude for God's grace allow us to quickly move beyond the superficial to the spiritual. We don't need to worry about comparison, sizing up, and judgments that often happen among those who aren't family. After all, as believers, we intuitively knew all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In Romans 3:23, that makes us all aware that we are beneficiaries of God's grace when what we really deserve is God's worth. In other words, nobody is unpity. Jesus tends to bring out the best in us. In the light of his unconditional love, we feel lighter, freer, more grateful. We are unafraid, bolder, braver, more authentic, because we don't need to hide or feel shame or try to be more than we really are. We become the best version of ourselves. We bring out the best in us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for creating me for community. Please help me find a community with whom I can pray and worship. In Jesus' name, amen.